mate. See you in the group.
This is WU3S. And I guess I'm just too old. But sometimes that weatherman who was on today, I wasn't going to mention it. Because I really don't know what the whole thing was about. And that's because they giggle. And they laugh and they talk fast. And I guess I'm just getting too old for that kind of stuff. The question was about the positions of the sun at sunrise and sunset over the year. And it was pointed out that at the equinoxes, yes, you would expect the sun to rise and set exactly due east or west. And at the solstices, they would be at their extreme positions. So tomorrow, being the 21st, you would have the shortest day of the year. And on June 21st, the longest day of the year. But the answer was that this varies. And I didn't quite catch why it varies as much as you would observe, because the question was, they tell me it's going to be exact, but it never is. And I really didn't see the link as to why this happened. So there you know what the weatherman said. But I have a query for you, gentlemen. You'll notice that sometimes I have a dryness in my throat, and I have difficulty speaking at times. Now, my daughter has said, you know, that's an indication that it is too dry, that the relative humidity in the house is low. Well, this house has a humidifier built in because we have hot air heating and cold air cooling in the summertime in the same system. But I don't think the humidity is increased under air conditioning conditions. If anything, it dries out the air, and that alone feels good. But you gentlemen have different heating than I do. I know Alvin has electric baseboard heating, and I don't know how they control the humidity with electric baseboard heating. And Al has an oil furnace, I believe, an oil burner, as they say. And I don't know how they humidify an oil burner house. So how do you control your humidity, or do you control your humidity? W3ZRQ, this is WU3S.
WU3S in the group, W3ZRQ. So that's an easy question to answer. I also have a humidifier. In fact, it's over here. And, let's see, that holds about 6 gallons. I have two separate containers that I fill up every day, and they hold about 2.5 gallons, something like that, a piece. And I usually fill them every morning after we get done here. And that there, I noticed a while back that things were starting to get a little dry. During the spring, the summer, the fall, I'm okay in the house. But the wintertime, once the heat kicks in, I do have oil, hot water, heat here. I have the big inverter radiators. And we still get a little on the dry side, and I have to take in, crank the humidifier up and get it going. So, I guess I've had this going now for about a month. In fact, last evening I took it and emptied it, cleaned it out, scrubbed it down, filled it back up, and got her going again. So that's how we take and control our humidity in the house here. One of the things I want to mention, on Thursday evening, I'm going to be attending a graduation. My youngest daughter, Crystal, she'll be graduating from school. She went for to be a nurse, and her graduation's on 6 o'clock on Thursday. It's ironic because after Sally took an graduated from high school. My Sally took and she attended and graduated from the school that Crystal went to. After my Sally graduated from that school, they hired her. And when I come out of the service and I start dating her again, she was working up there at that school. And she worked there all the way, I guess, for about a year, year and a half after we got married. And then, of course, Sally and I sat down and discussed it. I said we could live on my salary, so she quit working up there, and she hasn't worked since. But the nice part about it, Crystal, she happened to get in up there at McCann's, and she'll be graduating on Thursday. I was forewarned that during the ceremonies and all that there, that don't be shocked when they announce Crystal for graduation, because it's going to be in memory of Sally. So, I was forewarned during that. KNMHC in the group, W3ZRQ.
Oh, that's great. W3ZRQ, KNMHC. Not only for Crystal, but for all of the girls and for you. Recognition for Sally. Very, very fine. I guess you're a lucky old boy that you dated her before service and came back and she was still there waiting. Guess you were very fortunate. No doubt. Well, I'm going to take this in reverse order from the way that I've made notes. As far as the humidity is concerned, electric heat is a very dry heat. I don't think it's as dry as forced air furnace, but unless the furnace has a humidifier on it. But it is dry heat. Hey, we have two bathrooms and two showers that go, and the humidity in this shack, after I get through taking a shower, cold part of the winter, I can see it on the windows for a while. But if it gets too bad and extremely cold and we've got the wood burner going, we do use an electric humidifier. Mr. Quinton, it's physiologically impossible for this humidifier to run because it's just a big glass jar with two stainless steel rods that go down into water, and that hooks up to the 120 volts AC direct. Now, since water is an insulator, it won't work. But it does put steam in the air. Let's see. With that and the cooking that she does, at times it does get too low. I'm looking at a hygrometer here, and it's only reading 40%, which is too low. But this is a little desk set that we gave Sally's father back in the 50s. The 50s are very, very early 60s. And when he passed away, that was one of the things that that we wanted. At least I wanted. I've got one in the den. As a matter of fact, it sits on top of the receiver amplifier for the sound system. And it was an air guide, I believe, is the name of it. And this is the same thing. But as the humidity goes up, you feel warmer. There's no doubt about that. And you really don't require as much heat. Why is it that 21st of December and the 21st of June, it varies? I don't know. Right off the bat, I would say that we are in an elliptical orbit, and that since the months vary in time, that may be an explanation for it. Don't know. But there is something I would like to know. In the southwest, very low, there is an extremely large object. Whether it be a star or whether it be a planet, I do not know. I am assuming it would be a planet, but again, I don't know. But of an evening, before it ever gets dark, I can look out the kitchen window, and my goodness gracious, it's down low, and is it bright? Maybe you know. W3F, care to make C in the group?
I don't know for sure. But I have the Skygazer's Almanac for 2011 in my hand, and we should be able to find out. Now, you're going to have to tell me again whether it's a morning star or an evening star. But if I remember the colors properly, Venus at this time is a morning star, and it rises, well, it varies, it looks like around June it started to become such a star. And now it is should be a brilliant object in the west after sunset. So I'm doing this without actually reading it. I'm looking at the map, but I am not using any optical magnification. And that is interesting, Mr. Alvin, that you have tap water that does not... you have added salt to your vat.
Straighten him up, Al, it does.
To add any more salt, all you have to do is add water. And the salt, being such a heavy molecule, does not evaporate out of your vat. So I'm very glad to hear, Mr. Alvin, that your tap water does not conduct electricity just like mine. W3ZRQ, this is WU3S.
WU3S in a group, W3ZRQ. What you're describing there, years ago, after I first got married, we used to take and have what they had, what they call it, a humidifier. Basically, it was a bowl, you put water in it, it had two electrodes that went down into it, and you plugged it in 110 volt, and it would take and produce a vapor. And of course, they did say you had to take it to get it started, take a salt shaker and give it a couple of shakes of salt to get it started. I haven't used one of those in years. We have one of these four model humidifiers. It has the reservoirs that you would load up and set into place, and it had a little valve in the bottom would keep the water level in the bottom part of the pan at a certain level. Then it had filters in it and a fan that would blow through the filters and would take and put moisture in the air. As far as the winter solstice versus the summer solstice, they said winter will begin on the 22nd at 12:30 in the morning. Now, you had asked, why does this always fluctuate? Usually it's around the 21st, yes. Well, if you take notice, the Earth does not spin 365 days every year. There's a couple minutes, seconds, etc. that it's different. This coming year, January or February in 2012, it's going to be a leap year. You're going to get an extra day there. And that'll take and throw us back now. And it'll probably end up next year on the 21st, sometime in there. During the day is when you're going to have your winter solstice. And like I said, it's not right down to the minute every year that this happens. It always fluctuates a little bit. So that's why we have every 4 years we have a leap year. That's the only explanation I can take and give on that one. K8MHC in the group, W3ZRQ.
Well, very good explanation, K8MHC returning. And Mr. Quinton, you misunderstood what I was saying, or I did not say it correctly. But this dehumidifier, I do not put salt in it. I have put salt in it if I needed more steam coming out. But just the insertion of the top part that has the two electrodes into the water, it starts steaming. But by the amount of salt that you add, you can control the amount of current that it draws, which means it's putting out a greater volume of steam. But no, it works without. And it's old. We've had this thing, gosh, I don't know, even back when the kids were small, and Sandra's 54 years of age. It hasn't been used every year, no, but if I sit down and tell you the number of places that it's always worked, with plain old tap water, but that's a point of disagreement I don't guess we would ever agree upon, so there's no need of belaboring that subject. The you may have nailed it on what that is. It is an evening star. I noticed it of an evening before the sun even completely sets. Extremely bright, and that may be our old friend Venus. It could well be. However, it seems to me like a few years ago, you remember I talked a lot about the big star that was in the top of the pine tree across the alley. And what a beautiful sight that was. I think another year or so that it came by, and it was different. It never did get to the top of the tree. Of course, the tree's grown, but it hasn't grown that much. But a year or two, it did pass through the boughs of the tree, and I could see it. This tree is probably on its way out. That holds up one end of my antenna. It looks bad in the winter time. It sheds a lot of its needles. I know a lot of them do that, but and it's a big thing now. It's really too big. I'd like to have my antenna back up in the top of it the way it was several years ago, but that's not possible to get it up there the way I got it up before. So I would have an idea that my antenna's probably 10 feet lower than it used to be, say, 3 years ago. Not over 3 years ago, but that's the way that it is. And let's see, what else did we talk about? Well, I think that will be a happy experience and also rather melancholy experience on, I believe you said Thursday evening. Well, this week we don't have much going on except on Christmas Eve. We'll go back to church for Christmas Eve service. And then on Christmas Sunday, the store is today for victuals, grub, and provisions. That is on the agenda. And we have company coming to eat on Friday. And we had company yesterday morning. He's a past president of our RV club. And he's had the cancer surgery on his nose. And he came in with a mask, but it was very uncomfortable, so we insisted he take the mask off, and I don't know just exactly how his nose is going to settle down, but it's a mess right now. And it was something else I wanted to comment on. It was said, but sort of skips my mind. I guess we're still thinking about our loss, Uncle Bob. I've known him for about 25 years, and knew he and his wife very, very well. They were in our church. W3SK at MHC in the group.
WHCHS.
Oh, good morning, WHCHS.
My goodness gracious.
I haven't heard from you for a while, and I'm sure that you heard about Uncle Bob, Kent. Let me give it to you, and then you can pass it on to Mr. Quentin. WHCHS, Kent of HC.
You doubled it.
Oh, my. Who did I double with?
You doubled with Kent.
Kent, my apologies. Go right ahead, sir.
So very sorry.
Yeah, we all are. I was just stating, I guess I've known him for about 25 years. They were members of our church, and we were good friends. Well, how are you doing, and how's the eye?
The eye's doing good, and not perfect, but I can see out of it, and that's all I need. I can drive, and I can read. I'm happy.
Well, that certainly is a good combination. And we'll see if Mr. Quentin is that happy. Go ahead, Mr. Quentin.
A very good morning. And I'm not sure if the caller is WHCSS, I thought it was, and his name is Kemp. And it sounds like his health is improving, and you can't ask for more than that. And I wanted to bring up the subject, being as you have a humidifier, Mr. Alvin. All you have to do is rinse it out, get the salt out of it, and then put your tap water in it and see if you have conduction. That would be a very interesting experiment. W3ZRQ, this is WU3S.
WU3S and the group, here's W3ZRQ. Oh, good morning, Kent. Nice hearing from you again. I think I have the call letter right. I think it's W8 Charlie Hotel Sierra, I believe, CHS. On those humidifiers, like I said, the one with the electrodes in there, once you start it off, all you have to do is just give it like one shake, a little salt, that'll get it going, and make it produce steam pretty quickly. But once you take and get that going, so basically we'll remain on the electrodes for a little bit. And the next time you fill it up, you don't have to add any more salt. At least that was my experience when I was using that type of system. Another type of system we had here, like I said, I have the big old cast iron radiators. My TV room, living room, and my foyer area, they have the large radiators. And across the top of it, there was a pan about the size of the radiator, about 2 inches deep, that I would always fill with water. And believe me, I would fill those pans up with water the next evening. They would be empty, and I'd fill them back up again. That's how much water I was pumping into the house here. And, I've done away with that type of system. And now I have one of those floor humidifiers that, like I said, I take and I put roughly 6 gallons in it. And the next day, I'm adding 6 more gallons. So it's just really, I'm pumping the humidity into the air. saturation point reached. I'll turn it over to Kent, W8CHN, series W3ZRQ.
Kent, are you still there? Yeah, maybe he had to step off. He's a very, very busy fellow. His call letters are WHCHS, and the flagship station of West Virginia is WCHS. So he's got their call. Well, Mr. Quinton, it has been washed out numerous times so that it won't get stained, look bad, but as Al says, if you want to get it started in a hurry, put a little bit of salt in it. I have done that, and I've done just put water in it and plug it in. It's slower starting, but it still works. And there was something that I wanted to share, and I cannot remember to save my life what it was. Something I thought you fellows would be interested in, but I guess you knew about the automobile company, Saab. I heard that they had taken Chapter 11, and then... later on yesterday, I heard that the factory was closed down, and that the speculation was that the Chinese would buy the equipment and probably move it to China to enhance their production. WHCHS, if you're there, and if not, go ahead and pick it up, Mr. Quinton. He's not there. Go ahead.
No, I certainly don't hear him now. And I think I have to call at his right. WHCHS, Charlie Hotel Sierra. And the name is Kemp, ending with a T. I thought it was Kemp, ending with an MP. And... if you run your tap water and it conducts electricity, I would say that you've got something in your tap water that Al and I do not have. So that would be very interesting to call your water company and ask them what's in your water. They certainly know about it. And that would be an interesting bit of information. W3ZRQ, this is WU3S.
Did you jump frequency a little bit?
Sounded like you did.
Check your dial. I just checked mine. I'm still on frequency, so. Yeah, there is different water. throughout the region, I noticed that, and we don't need a water softener up in our area, and the taste, well, I'm accustomed to it, but I noticed different areas in that there, you go around, the water does taste different. I notice when you're traveling abroad, especially like Mexico or overseas, they always tell you don't drink the water. And, well, let's see what time you've got here. 53, yeah, we'll get another go around here. Other than that, I've run out of notes. So we're going to pass it over to Alvin, KM8C in the group W3ZRQ.
You back, Kent? Nope, he's a busy man. He's into a lot of things down in Charleston, politically as well as his law practice. Well, Mr. Quinton, I'm afraid you're going to go to your grave unconvinced. That tap water conducts electricity. Don't care where you go. If it didn't, just stop and answer this question. If it didn't conduct electricity, how would these vaporizers have existed all of these years and been sold in lots of coffee pots that work on that same principle? I rest my case. It does not look like there'll be any white Christmas here, although two different local stations, the meteorologist said last night that it looks more like the possibility, even though very skimp, that we might have a white Christmas. The weather conditions are changing. It all together depends on whether a storm will be coming up out of the southwest and the south to bring in the warm moisture that will bring the rain, or if this moves farther east, going up the coast or maybe even out in the Atlantic and allowing the colder air that's north of us to sink down, and in a counterclockwise rotation, it could, from if it were east of us, it could bring in some snow. But right in our immediate area, it doesn't look like it. Possibility, but it does look like that in our daughter's area of southwestern Pennsylvania, that there's a good chance that, that they will be having it, having snow. And now, it might also extend over into the eastern part of Pennsylvania. I don't know. Been thinking about Jenny, Rusty's widow. I should give her a call. I'm sure it's a sad time for her. I did talk to her a couple of times this year, but it was, I don't remember when it was. She had called and told me about Rusty, and I shared that with you fellows. And it's 7:57. It's time that we begin to wind it up. So, I'll say 73s, Al and Kent and Mr. Quentin, and hope to do it again tomorrow. WU3S, unless WHCHS is in there. If you are, grab it, Kent. If you're not, Mr. Quentin will wind it up. KNMHC, good morning.
And the one thing I didn't mention, this is WU3S. I received a snail mail yesterday that had a unique feature. The return address looked like a license plate. It wasn't just the information. It was the information written out so it looked like a license plate. And I thought that was a very novel presentation. So good morning, gentlemen. Hope to be with you tomorrow. This is WU3S closing down.
Today I also received two of those letters in the mail. thanks a lot for the Christmas card, Alvin. And one of the things about one of those the humidifiers, the classic one that's really unique, you don't have to add salt to it, but it works every time. It's one of those coffee makers. Catch this guys later. W3ZRQ clear. Good morning.
Oh, boy, you stuck a knife in and twisted it on that one. Good morning, fellas. KNMHC clear.
say, who's going to kick the program off this morning?
I'll be second, WD at Archie.